full-length gloves. The cheer from 21,000 fans rattled the rafters. This was the first time she had played a full live show in her home country in more than 3 years, and she was the very picture of pop majesty. Not to over-egg things, but this was a coronation. From that moment, Lipa's place on the pop throne was assured. The reviews that appeared after the show bristled with superlatives, an all-killer set, said NME. Dua Lipa is a superstar, agreed the Daily Mail. And The Guardian made do with a huge star she undoubtedly is, complete with an arena full of fans going nuts at whatever she does. Tour statistics corroborate that on the first leg, for instance, before the 12 UK island dates, she grossed $40 million for 29 shows in North America. The reaction there had been as frenetic as it was at home. When she played New York's Madison Square Garden on the 1st of March, to cite one example, the floor shook. Actually shook. Everyone just kind of rode the wave with me, she told Jimmy Fallon a few days later on The Tonight Show. Billboard magazine helpfully noted that $40 million was an increase of 346% over the proceeds of her last US tour in 2017-18, and predicted that the whole 91-gig outing, which also visited Europe, South America and Australasia, could earn $100 million. To use a different metric, Future Nostalgia and Lipa's self-titled debut album are among the most streamed albums by a woman on Spotify. And Lipa was also the first female artist to amass over 1 billion Spotify streams for each of 5 songs. 1DGAF, New Rules, Don't Start Now, One Kiss with Calvin Harris, and Levitating with DaBaby. Alternatively, we can judge her stature by a uniquely British method. She is now famous enough for newspapers to take an interest in her finances. In March 2022, the Daily Mail ran a story about her two companies, Dua Lipa Live LLP and Dua Lipa Limited, being worth a total of £51.6 million. Unlike the many artists who had a pretty thin time of it during the coronavirus pandemic, Lipa actually became £5.5 million better off between 2020 and 2022, thanks to the ticket sales for the tour. It had been announced at the end of 2019, and tickets continued to sell through the 2 years of lockdowns as concerts were postponed, rescheduled, and more added. It says something that nearly all fans opted to hold on to their tickets rather than ask for refunds. A few weeks after that Mail story, another headline in the same paper, Ed Sheeran and Dua Lipa cash in from Amazon warehouse workers. Pop stars rake in millions from music played in background at industrial premises. What it boiled down to was that in 2021, Sheeran's hit Bad Habits and Lipa's Levitating were the two most played songs in workplaces like warehouses. The royalty distribution body, PRS, for music reported that it had collected £18 million for tunes played over the PA systems at such places. Not just Amazon's warehouses, but any industrial place of work that did this. That £18 million didn't go straight to Lipa and Sheeran. However, it was split between dozens of acts whose music was also played. So the image painted by the headline that Lipa had earned a fortune by the sweat of Amazon workers' brows was misleading. That she's done well for herself in the past 7 years is not in question. Those websites that estimate the wealth of famous people reckon that her personal worth in 2022 was $36 million, while Heat magazine's Richard Celebrities Under 30 list put it as £69 million the same year. But rake in is unnecessarily sensational. Anyway, raw numbers say nothing about how she got to this point, or why people who were at the AO Arena show practically melted social media afterward. Oh my fuck, one fan wrote, zestedly in the Pop Justice Forum. Dua Lipa is incredible, and she had every single person in Manchester under her spell. Levitate me, queen. Another listed the elements that made the gig worth waiting 2 years for. Wow, what a show. Superstar. Crowd, set list, outfits, choreo, vocals, production. I was so blown away by everything tonight. A third admirer mused meaningfully, this imperial phase. Coined by Pet Shop boy Neil Tennant, imperial phase...